now tuned in to Recording Live with Ahead on radiodr.co.zn.
Holding it down, city to city, titty to titty, it's your boy, reporting live again. And today, my special guest, the hardest working motherfucker in the city, holding it down, your girl, shitting on all you hoes, simultaneously. Ladies and gentlemen, my player, my partner, my sister, my loved one, Yashna. Oh my gosh.
Yashna. I'm still on titty to titty. Is that what you said?
Yes, let it be known.
Oh my goodness, I'm here.
So you know it's real.
Yeah.
Bruh, you're like the hardest working motherfucker in the city.
I mean, I try.
You shitting on these hoes.
That's the vision. What did Nicki Minaj say something like that? What was it? Something about number two. Nicki Minaj actually had her first album, mind you.
Oh, okay.
No. That's what she said, right? Sorry, I'm just trying to remember the lyrics, yeah.
You're shitting on these hoes,
yeah. You see,
you, Lunga Fabulous, mm-hmm. Rhea Black.
Yeah.
Showmanship, visuals, and okay, musically, obviously, you're all three very different, but like the showmanship, the quality of products. Ah, you shitting on these hoes, bruh. Yes. Like, I love seeing you do your thing, bruh. Because a lot of people, I feel like, don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, the doper you are, the more you need to showcase your shit, especially visually. Because the kids don't give a fuck if you just released a song, bruh.
Yeah.
The kids don't give a fuck. The kids are on YouTube and Instagram, bruh, to be honest with you. That's how I would say 90% of how people discover new music is either on YouTube or on Instagram. So I'm glad that a woman gets that and is like waving the flag and shitting on all these bitches. Be like, there's no excuse.
Yeah, well, no one's going to do it for you. So I have to do it for myself. And especially because I'm independent, you have to put in like way more work. And obviously we can see the gap of what's needed. And yeah, there's just no room for excuses. So yeah, we don't make excuses. We just make it happen. That's like, if I had a motto, that might be it. No excuses.
And I feel like, do you have like a mentor or does this come naturally? Because the more I talk to people, the more I realize like I don't think they get it, bruh. Like how hard you have to work for this shit to crack. Like, do you have like a mentor? Do you have someone who gives you advice? Or does it come like from you just noticing the situation and peeping game and be like, no, I need to do this?
So I think for me, Yashna, as a brand, as an artist, as a human with emotions and feelings, there's different layers to it. Like, obviously, there's God. I would be nothing without God. So for me, like, it's very important for me to have that foundation of faith. Mm. That's number one. That's, like, my light.
Shout out to Jesus.
Yes. Hashtag Jesus. Mm. Hashtag blessed. Yeah. Yeah, I went to church this morning. Amen to that.
Amen to that.
Yeah. So definitely have to have God there. Mm. Obviously, at home, I'm grounded because of morals and values that have been instilled in me. It really helps in this industry to have that in place, because there's so many entities coming at you. You have to, yeah. Yes.
Don't sell your soul.
Praise to the Most High, yes. So, yeah, you just have to really be focused and stay grounded. So, yeah, definitely a shout out to my mother for that.
Aww, shout out to Mommy Dearest.
Yeah, in the music thing, I feel like it's no secret that T-Bag has been my mentor from day one. Mm. And, yeah, I can't deny that I pick Neo's brain almost every day, even through the dark times. So, yeah, it's very important to have a shoulder and to have people like motivating you and lifting up your spirits, because you can have really dark days. Mm. No matter how great it may look on social media, like, we're still pushing through. It's so easy to give up, and I think that's why most artists don't get to the point where they potentially can be, because they give in to the fears and the feelings and the emotions. So yeah, definitely major shout out to T-Bag, because when it comes to like, yeah, I always kind of inquire with him with any decision. Mm.
Just chopping it up,
because he's been in the business and he's kind of in the industry, and he's seen things and he knows it for what it is. So I definitely go to him. It's very important to have a mentor, and I don't have a manager right now. So having those people in place to kind of
managers are overrated. You don't need a manager. You need a CEO.
I was actually watching.
You need a boss.
I was watching what was it, like a panel discussion? Mm. Excuse me, and it was Russ that said, like, if you if you have like 3,000 followers, you shouldn't even be focusing on having a manager right now. Focus on building your brand.
Focus on monetizing.
Yeah, and like, do what you can until like, you need a manager when the, like, you obviously can't handle it. But if you can handle it, don't make any excuses. And because some people want this thing of, I want an entourage, I want this person to do this, I don't want to do this. But if you have the potential to do it, rather keep your group minimalistic. And yeah, just do as much as you can. And everyone in your group just needs to handle more roles, basically. I think people kind of hype the fact of this whole entourage vibe.
For an entourage, né? If I were to divide everything that I do for myself into 9 to 5s, I would say get a publicist, a person who's going to like schedulely or strategically promote your shit daily on each platform and magazines and blah, blah, blah. Two is a business advisor who will help you monetize on your following.
This is whether a business, it's
clothing,
yeah.
Whether it's clothing or... Well, it depends on what you like, right?
Yeah, I feel like they don't tell you this. When you do music, it's like, oh, music, you're an artist. But no one tells you, like, you're your own business. You need to push this. You need to put everything into it.
Tell you how to make money from you.
Yeah.
Judging off of naturally what you like.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely love fashion, so it makes sense for me to have a fashion label. Yeah. I genuinely love food, so it makes sense for me to have my own restaurants or my own coffee, whatever. You know what I mean? That's what a business advisor would do, strictly. What is publicist, business advisor? And then a creative director. Someone's going to tell you, it's okay, fine, we've done these visuals before, now let's do something different. Okay, no, we've done this look before, now let's do another look. Or we've done this before, let's do something else. I would feel like those are the three main things. If you could afford to pay three salaries, those three people, right now, like right now, not even you being at a Grammy show, whatever, I'm talking about like right now.
Yeah.
Those are the three people, if you could afford to pay them, that's
that
what
part,
I think.
If you could afford you to pay to them.
Because a manager... will basically delegate between those three things. Just hire three people. Just hire three people, bruh. Pay them like once a week or whatever to do those three things for you. And when you start monetizing from your shit, depending on what you like, whether it's a clothing... I mean, you did this thing with the... this thing, the Durag thingy.
Remember? Yeah,
when you were selling the Durag for 100 grand for tickets?
Yeah.
Now, what if, for example, you were selling Yashina hoodies for 450?
Yeah.
That hoodie for 450, if you purchase it from the yashina.com store, you get a ticket to your next show and a CD. What's the latest CD that you just dropped? Is it Undone, your last project?
Yeah, that's my last project. Yeah.
Like, if someone buys this hoodie for 450 from yashina.com, she gets a ticket to the next show or a ticket to the next online show and the CD on your latest CD.
Yeah.
Voila! In the bitch! You know what I mean? That's, I feel like...
Yeah, that's a strategy using plays, honestly.
Yes, yeah. That I feel like that worked perfectly, bruh, for when you did that Durag thing. That was so genius.
To keep it 100.
That was so, so motherfucking genius.
Yeah, shout out to Joel.
Who's what?
Joel.
Who's Joel?
He's the mastermind behind it.
Talk to Joel, bro. You holla at him.
Local artists, emerging artists, they should really connect with him because he has ideas. And most of the what I've showcased, it's... us putting our minds together and kind of just bringing the vision to life. So as long as you have a solid vision and, and your work ethic is straight, like, together it can handle really dope stuff.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
But now I feel like
it's
time to cash in.
You know, that
part. Time to cash in. Not just from, like, shows or add more value to shows if you want to do that. But, like, cash in different things. You know what I mean? From the clothing to the shows. So if you like, I see, like, you like makeup and stuff. Promote a makeup thing or make your own makeup or whatever, depending on how difficult it is. But like right now, it's time for that monetization. December's around the corner.
Yeah.
You need to have something selling daily by November, bruh, so that you can get that money in.
You know what I mean?
For real, bruh. Like, for real. Like, I feel like you have a lot of looming value that you haven't monetized fully yet, like consistently. Like now we have Yashina store selling whatever. That's a consistent monetizing of this looming value you have right now.
Yeah, don't get twisted. It's in the pipelines. It's like in my mind, it's just a matter of going forth and doing once I have the necessary resources. But it has been discussed and not the makeup line. That's when I
haven't. No, like whatever it is,
But I mean like with the merch, it's been discussed. It's just a matter of the perfect timing, because I'm a planner. Like, nobody will catch me slipping. I plan everything.
Mm.
Even though nothing always goes to plan, because God's plan is, like, ultimately the one.
Mm.
But, I try to plan.
Mm.
Yeah. And I don't talk about it until it happens. That's just my thing. It's like, I don't like jinxing shit, so I kind of keep it under the wraps. And when I know it's solid and it's about that time, then you'll hear me talk about it. Until then, my lips are sealed. Yeah.
Okay, well, I have like the 180 opposite of that. I talk about everything.
Yeah, no, not
I. Let it all get out there. Yeah. And then like, you know, but like at the same time, I have like a very large mastermind of people that I talk to from different walks of life, from restaurateurs to business owners to like, you know, I have a lot of people who I chop things up with daily and regularly. Mm-hmm. There's always something I'm getting paid from, whether it's directing videos for people or helping people start up their businesses or doing whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To a point where I even established a company. You know what I mean? But like,
it's a lot.
Monetization, bruh. Get this ball rolling. Shit on these hoes. Fully and thoroughly and completely.
I feel like that's the theme of this though.
Yes.
Shit on these hoes.
Gagin.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's bring it back down to earth.
Right.
Okay. Let the people know us up. Where's Yashna from?
Yashna's from Durban.
Yeah.
Malvern in Durban.
Malvern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's... It's not that close, but it's not that far either.
So where did you go to primary?
So I started grade 1, 2, and 3 at Our Lady of Natal, which is at the Bluff. But yeah. It ends at grade 3, so it does not make sense.
Shout out to my beautiful mixed African women in Bluff and Brighton Beach. I love y'all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a pretty diverse school.
Yeah.
And then because it ended at grade 3, I had to move. So I went to Malvern Primary after that.
Mm.
And then after Malvern Primary, I hopped over the fence and went to Queensburg Girls High. Their neighbors. Mm,
shout out to all my Queensburg mommies. Oh my God, a whole lot of sweet memories. I appreciate y'all.
Jeez, where
Continue.
Are you from?
Mm?
Where are you from?
Mlazi.
Oh, but she's...
But like, I used to go to school at Seaview.
Yeah.
And Brittonwood. Sonje,
oh,
Seaview, Queensburg, Rosberg, Umbilo. Whole vibe. Woodhaven and Durban Girls and Durban Academy.
Basically all the girls' schools.
Ladies, I love y'all. Continue.
Yeah, so yeah, that's where I schooled. In Malvern, basically. I matriculated at Queensborough Girls High. And I went to... actually spent the first semester of university at PMB.
Mm.
University of Pietermaritzburg.
Yeah.
And then I kind of came back
to Durban.
You're
like, fuck PMB.
I actually loved it. Like, if I'm being completely honest, but the crazy thing is, I was driving there every day. Like, I was traveling in the morning, coming back in the evening, every single day.
From Durban?
To PMB for like a whole semester, so a whole 6 months.
Oh, shit.
So eventually, like, my spirit was exhausted. But in that little time that I was there, see, I was studying, I was getting a degree in performance studies and drama.
That explains the showmanship, yeah.
And then, like, there was obviously so many voices that were like, you know, you should just come study at home. You should get a solid backup plan. And then eventually I caved, and which I don't have regrets in life because I feel like God's plan. But I feel like I did take the easy way out in that and gave up too easy. Because like there I'd built a name. Like I was already in like plays in the drama department. And, you know, I'd made a name for myself so quick, only to come back here. And then it kind of simmered away.
Mm.
And so I just focused on psychology, and I got a degree in psychology. They got my honors in industrial psychology. Now I'm actually chilling with the degree.
Mm.
Yeah, getting a job is not easy, but also, yeah.
But you studied something dope, like psychology is so dope.
You need it in this
especially
industry.
Like, you know, behavioral economics and understanding the behavior of the consumer and just understanding behavior of people in general, especially if you're selling something, is so crucial. Like, it is so crucial. Psychology is so dope. So, yeah, continue.
Yeah, so that's what... I have my honors in industrial psych. And, for now, I've just come to a point where I feel like I'm just going to invest in music completely right now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm just praying that it works out. But that's where I'm at mentally. Because I did have a 9-to-5. And I recently got retrenched because of COVID. But I also felt like as much as... it was a tough pull to swallow. I feel like it was perfect timing for Yashna. Because I wasn't, as much as I've been pushing the music and doing all these things with a 9-to-5.
Now you have to literally think of how is this going to pay me to a point where I can live.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And it's like, I feel like I need to just
rise to the
that
occasion.
Right now. I just feel like the timing is right. So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's me right now.
Do you think you'll ever pursue the acting thing if the opportunity presents itself?
Is that
itself?
A question?
Yeah.
Like, my dream is a Tyler Perry movie. Like, I'm putting it out there. Like, the universe, the Lord.
I was thinking more Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, no. Tyler Perry is my thing. No.
Oh,
his movies hit my soul and
Madea.
My spirit. And if Audio Sims are here, we'd fight. But we're not going to fight because Tyler Perry is the shit.
Tyler Perry's got his money all the way right. He's a fucking genius. That guy
his
has his own like production studio.
It's just, it hits my soul, and I'm just like, I he makes me cry, and he's just like taps into real life situations that men need to see and hear.
Men need to see, what the hell? What?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
It just opens the minds, you know, and just like, I just love Tyler Perry. Like, yeah.
I'll fuck with Tyler, like the
If you're gonna say that movie, the
not necessarily with the content.
What's that one movie that I don't like?
Temptation.
I love Temptation. Ugh, what? Acrimony should be a swear word.
I don't even know Acrimony.
Good for you, Jebelani.
But I fuck with Tyler for the business side of things, bruh. Like the fact that he's like
proper.
The first person to have his own like huge ass
studio,
hits studio and stuff.
Like, crazy.
Shout out to Tyler, I'ma holla at you. But yeah, bruh, I definitely think that you would kill that shit.
No,
but
trust.
Like
my monologue.
But like action.
No.
Shooting
bitches
up, chopping them up.
No.
Tomb Raider.
No, not action. Drama, jeez.
Drama.
Yeah, in my high school monologue, I did actually Tyler Perry's family, a monologue from the family reunion.
I don't know.
Family. Like I brought the tears and the emotion and just
gosh.
Like, I was here. Yeah.
Aww,
yeah.
Shout out to Tyler.
Yeah, no, big inspiration. Like for me, with the acting. Side of things. Mm. So yes, definitely. Obviously, I'm gonna try and push that one.
So if I direct like a short movie, would you be happy to do it?
Yeah.
But my movie gonna be action.
I can tell your movie's gonna be action.
Blowing shit up.
Out here, Tomb Raider.
Chopping bitches up, stabbing the bitch.
Shitting on these hoes.
Bitch, you ain't shit. Ah! Stab her, chop her up.
I'm not too sure about that. It's violent for my life, but I mean, yeah.
But I feel like I love it when like you know sweet innocent women be chopping shit up. Like,
but there's always layers
crazy.
To people. So
yes.
Yeah.
I love putting someone in a situation where you wouldn't normally expect to see that person. I feel like it's such a refreshing thing. I mean, I feel like I would love to put you in some like Quentin Tarantino, Kill Bill, Volume 3, and Gagin.
I try to avoid watching movies like that. It sounds
Why?
Very violent.
It is. I'm not going to lie.
I like rom coms and comedy. Yeah. Romantic comedies and dramas. Yeah. Nicholas Sparks is my favorite author. I have like a collection going on.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Steele.
No.
You don't like Daniel Steele?
No, it's kind of, I read her books. I read the books first and then I watch the movies.
Which other female, Barbara Taylor? Okay. Who's the chick who wrote Me Before You?
Oh, I have, forget the author, but I have those books and I read the books and I watched the movie. I'm waiting for Me After You because I read both. Sorry, I already love those books.
You know, women like it.
I love it. Especially Nicholas Sparks. He's my favorite author.
Oh, wow. So you're about that rom-com life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm cheesy.
Leading lady. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bruh.
That's why you hear my songs are quite moist these days.
What?
Moist, like the...
Moist?
Yeah, they're
what
mushy.
A word. Okay.
Well, how you perceive it, but yeah.
Okay. It's great.
Moving along.
But no, bro, I definitely want to see you in some movie shit. Oh my gosh. Because, like, bro, the visuals are so dope. Like, oh my gosh. You have, like, female wise.
Yeah.
The most consistent with the videos. I think you have more videos than most other female artists in Durban.
That's a vision. That's
you
like
the
vision.
You have, like,
the
most
it's
videos.
Visuals.
Than I've all of them, like, right now.
Mm-hmm. 2020, I said 2020 needs to be the year of visuals. I know everyone was like 2020 vision. I was like, no, year of visuals. I just want videos on videos. Yeah,
more.
There's more coming.
Videos.
I'm just like trying to just figure it out, but like, yeah, it's in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Don't speak too soon, but it's coming. It's coming. Another one.
Some behind the scenes visuals too, bro. Like the behind the scenes context and visuals like these give people like another perception of you, a more authentic perception of you. That's how people fall in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the visuals are very, they're dope, but they're very staged.
Yeah.
Whereas situations like these, we can like relax and be like, oh man, she's got a great sense of humor, she's kind of funny, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Which is great. That's another context when like you blow up even further and then you develop something called a super fan. A super fan is like someone who just discovered Yashna today and she's going through all of her projects and she's like, oh my gosh, the music isn't enough. She watches all the videos. Oh my gosh, the music videos aren't enough.
I
want to like
all these people
be with her. So they watched like the interviews and stuff. And so yeah, bro, I really want to see more of you.
It's
like
coming.
That.
It's coming.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit
and
on
yeah,
these
what the thing
have
is,
no mercy on them.
Yeah, should
crack
I be
that
so
whip.
Definitely.
Fully.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
In. Yeah.
Continue.
Okay. So yeah, with the previous videos, it was kind of like everything happened so quick. So the BTS wasn't as proper as I would have liked it to be. So definitely going forward, we'll focus on doing a BTS video where they actually follow the process.
Yeah,
so I can drop that. But it will still come after the video because you know me, I don't like... I don't like
you don't
putting
know.
It out. When then the video drops, you will know the video is here and then the BTS will come through slightly after.
Okay.
I don't like to give too much away too soon, you know? Because if I watch like a young trailer, I can already deduce, okay, I see what it is. It gives too much away.
Oh,
so
you watched the trailer for Tenet, but the movie still fucked you up, huh?
Which one?
Tenet.
What movie is that?
T-E-N-E-T.
Did I watch that movie?
Christopher Nolan, John David Washington, Denzel
Curry. You see, if you're describing... Who?
Isn't John David Washington?
If you're describing an action movie,
yeah.
Chances are I did not watch it.
Oh my gosh, are you that serious?
I'm very picky with action. Like, I'm very picky. Like, it has to have, like, my favorite actors for me to, like, watch it. Maybe Idris Elba or, like...
Robert Pattinson.
No, back when I liked Twilight. I did go through a Twilight phase. I have all the books.
Wow.
Books are better than the movie. But, yeah, I was Team Edward, unfortunately. Not
unfortunately.
Because when I look back, I feel like I was so lame. My 16th birthday banner had Robert Pattinson's face on it. Yeah. I was in Twilight. Like I was... I knew the words of the movie. Yeah.
Oh my god, it's deep.
Yeah,
breath.
Yeah,
no.
I watched it a lot.
That's deeper than I thought.
Yeah, that bug caught me, the Twilight bug. I did invest myself into that whole phase. But what was I talking about?
Okay, let's rewind.
Oh, favorite actors. Definitely Tyler Perry in all forms, Madea and Tyler Perry.
Himself as another person.
Idris Elba and yeah, I can't.
Did you watch him playing Mandela?
I did.
Why do all American people think that African people talk like this? Did you watch that shit?
Nobody handled. His accent was pretty. He was pretty good. Cause like I've seen a lot of
South Africa from oppression.
But he's dope. He handled. I've watched some movies where I'm just like, why did they have to cast an American if like they could have cast a South African that could have handled it with more authenticity?
Yeah,
but he actually handled his walk, his everything. He really got into the character, which is dope. Yeah.
Idris is the shit, bro.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing.
I've watched him play a thug, play like a romantic
He's
guy.
He's a European guy.
Like, I didn't know he was
South
from
African
there.
Guy.
No.
He's so good.
But I watched
yeah,
Daddy's
bro.
Girls. What is it? Daddy's Little Girls. It's a Tyler Perry movie. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, this guy is such a thug. And like, his American accent is perfect. And then one
those
time
British,
I heard him speak in a
British
accent. I'm like, he shouldn't
up.
Act like a British actor. And when I realized he's actually... I was like, I don't like that accent on him. He's better American. But, yeah.
He's that good, bro.
He's that good. Like,
the British
I believe he's American.
But
he
like,
really kills the South African.
Anyway,
back
to
back
you.
To me.
Enough about Idris.
Forget about Idris.
When did you start singing, though? As a matter of fact, when did you release your first project?
2018. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 2018. Yeah, it was 2018. Faces of My Broken Heart.
That was your first project? First project?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
Yeah, if you think about it, things quite kind of like moved pretty quick.
Oh, when you were doing that like that Afrobeat joint that
I did
for you.
Oh yes,
we want to hear more Afrobeat from you.
You did Tables actually.
What?
You produced Tables.
I forgot that one.
Because I'm like, what Afrobeat are you talking about? No, you produced Tables off of Phases of My Broken Heart. Imagine.
But
with
I
like
Loki. The Afrobeat. Oh, yeah.
That was
oh.
one of the faves of the project.
I forgot
you.
The name
Until
of
today.
It, but I remember it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I like that Afrobeat thing.
Yeah, I need to get on those.
I might direct a video for that. Get like 80 African women running around.
Yeah.
But anyway. Anyway. So from Phases of My Broken Heart, 2018, 2 years deep in the game, shitting on these hoes thoroughly. I just saw you did that thing. Opening up for that artist. What?
Master KG.
Master KG.
Yeah.
You killed that shit. It was dope.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. It was so lovely.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing. The fact that I actually won. Yeah. Mm. Everything just happened so fast, so.
That's good.
Yeah, he's pretty humble as well.
That's God's plan. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jesus. We love you.
I mean, like, to think, like, I opened up for, like, probably the biggest act in South Africa right now.
Mm.
It kind of blows my mind.
Yeah,
it's pretty dope.
Dude.
Shout out to Jesus, yeah.
Shout out to Jesus. Wouldn't it be dope if like Black Coffee just hollers at you?
Duh.
Like, hey girl, come on. I'm gonna fly you up to Ibiza.
Man, Corona times now, I don't think I want to fly just yet, like across borders. But yeah, I can lay something and email it to him. Yeah. But yeah, he's dope.
Are you working on any new projects right now? Are you still just shooting on them with the visuals?
So, the plan is to drop visuals on a single. Oh, you see, you made me give it away on one day.
Oh, that's supposed to.
I forgot that like, that was recording.
Right now.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That's the vibe. It's to come soon.
Yeah, more visuals.
Definitely. Like, yeah. I just want more visuals. Like, the thing is, with Undone, I feel like it was such a proper, solid project.
You don't want to waste it.
I didn't want to waste it. But at the same time, with that being a solid project, the fact is I'm constantly making music and, like, it's piling. And now there's a song that's sitting there that I really want to release. So.
Oh, that new shit.
So it's new. It's not on the project. You would have seen on Instagram. I did drop a snippet.
Mm.
So that's my vision. It was supposed to be a song from Undone, but then I kind of changed it according to the feeling that I'm feeling. Oh. So yeah, we're gonna go with a new song, and it's very pop, so it's not what people normally expect from me, because I'm normally with the, actually no, I always do different genre songs. So
mostly trap, I think. I feel like Winning was that breakthrough.
Winning was trap, hip-hop trap.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think my videos were mainly like the hip-hop trap vibes, but
I
also
take it to Africa. Ooh, I want to do an Afrobeat video for you so badly. Oh gosh, more Afrobeat. Take him to Africa.
Yeah.
Come on, bring it back to the jungle. Wakanda.
Black is king. Black is
vibranium. Like, I don't like you.
I'm obsessed with Black is King songs right now. It's like what I listen to all the time.
Yes, bro, we need to get you on that Afrobeat. Oh my gosh, more. I'm so in love with, I'm on an Afrobeat kick right now.
Yeah.
for the longest time ever. It's doing the most for me.
I actually did a song that was very Afrobeatish. The energy song.
More.
That was Afrobeats, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More, bruh. More.
I wish you could have done visuals for that, but that didn't really pan out. Because it technically wasn't my song.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty sure like I've
don't
done
worry, I'm
going to
do an Afrobeat video. I'm going to do an Afrobeat video for you, bro. I'm in that zone right now. December's coming. All my African mommies to come in that formation. Oh my gosh. I just saw, what's this thing? Trap Girls thingy, those dances that you work with. Yeah.
Trap Girls Inc.
How's the relationship with that? Like, because the first time I saw them was with you. Did you start that or they were there already and you just hollered at them or what?
So when I had met Tion, Trap Girls wasn't born. She's like the head of Trap Girls Inc.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tion Lam. So when I, because I've been wanting to work with her and then I managed to get to her through Nontle. They're both on BBSR, the two dancers.
Mm. What is BBSR?
My song.
Okay.
Bands.
Woo!
That one.
Where you're like just squatting like that. Like, bah! And the visual. Like, okay, but then squatting. Continue.
Hashtag shitting on these hoes.
Shitting on these hoes.
Yeah. So I had them both in the video. At that point, Trap Girls wasn't born yet. Because. Mm. Yeah.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like, I saw them on your video, then all of a sudden, voila.
So I think, obviously, she had girls that kind of share the same sentiments as her. Because it was during lockdown. I think this is where it started. During lockdown, there was this Don't Rush challenge. What is that song? Who sings that song? Don't Rush. Okay, I don't know.
During lockdown, I was like...
Anyway, there's like 101 challenges and I was partaking in all the challenges. I did a lot of challenges. So this was one of it. And she hit me up. She's like, yo, Yash, I'm doing this Don't Rush challenge. Please, can you take part in it? So basically, it's like you have no makeup and then you take your brush and you put it in front of the camera and then boom, you got makeup.
Okay.
So it's like a before and after type vibe. So she did it with like a couple girls. She created this group and she did this with like a couple of girls. And when she put the video together with all these pretty girls... I guess it got a lot of traction, and then she realized she was onto something.
Monetize on this, yeah.
Yeah, so she definitely created like a whole Instagram page, and like, yeah, it's been growing and building since then. She's been getting a lot of gigs with music videos and stuff.
Yes.
There's a video actually we did recently with a guy named Astro called Super Soka, and I got them to do that as well, and they killed it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's onto something. I remember when I used to watch, because I told her, I was like, a couple of years ago, on the E! Channel, on DSTV, there was a show called Candy Girls.
Yeah.
And basically, there was this lady that would manage all these models and place them in music videos. If artists needed a date on the red carpet, she'd plug them with these models. So I feel like that's basically
I might do something like that.
That's kind of like...
Continue.
That's kind of like the vibe of Trap Girls. So she's onto something. Yeah. Because I don't think anyone else in Durban is doing that.
No one is actually.
And like the girls are fire, like the ones that she's with right now. So.
She needs to get more of them. Because I think there's like three, I think.
No, there's more.
There's more?
Yeah. She just showcases a few at a time. But there's like a lot of girls.
Yeah. She needs to showcase more of them big girls.
Yeah, and they're
when you got them size 32, size 34 mommies up in there. I'm gonna slide up in there. But anyway.
I'm sure she'll get that.
Yes, continue.
Yeah, but yeah.
I love what's going on in Durban right now. This industry is pretty much like building itself almost organically, where it's like almost supply and demand.
Yeah.
Which is dope.
It's dope that there's a lot of people actually putting in the time and effort into
actually
what they're passionate about.
Architecturing, and the fact that we have now like a place to go to just to get women for videos is dope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like the process of just collecting girls one at a time, one by one.
And it's more professional. It's not like, oh, you have to hit up this girl or slide in a DM. It's not unprofessional.
No, just call up.
Like here, it's like they're coming to render a service, like to be in your video, to add aesthetic to your video.
Yeah.
And then they do their job, they get paid, they bounce.
Shout out to what's her name again?
Tion.
Shout out to Tion. I'ma have her on the show. Got in. Yes. But anyway, Ashna, let the people know where they can find you, like on the socials, you know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, like, you know, where can the people highlight you
at? So I'm basically everywhere at Yashna_INT, at YASHNA_INT, INT for international, by the way. So yeah, everywhere at Yashna_INT, everywhere except Facebook, but I'm going to get there soon. I'm just not the biggest fan, but no shade to Facebook. You know, technically, you could say I have it, because when I open my WhatsApp, it says from Facebook. When I open my Instagram, Facebook. So technically, I have Facebook, but I don't have Facebook, if you know what I mean. So, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your girl, the lovely, the incomparable. The
shitting on these hoes.
Motherfucker,
you know?
In the game. Like, regardless of women or men, the hardest working motherfucker in the game. Let it be known. Your girl, Yashna.
Thank you guys for having me.
Gagin.
Hashtag deeply rooted.
Shout out to the CEO. Nigga, roll up a blunt. Shout out to the CEO. CeeLo. Deeply rooted. Hold up. I just want to send a special shout out to Bonko Meshen. This is an important part of the show. Shout out to Bonko Meshen. Shout out to Wonka my ex. Shout out to Bonko Koko. I appreciate it. Ngagin.
And happy belated birthday, JB.
Oh, yeah. It was my birthday.
I meant to say that I said on Instagram. Yesterday, I didn't even know you didn't say anything. So happy belated birthday.
I'd forgotten about it. I was in the zone. I was in host mode. But yeah, reporting live again. It's my birthday. October Wonke. OVO. I'm going to be living life the whole month. Again, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Shout out. You are now tuned into reporting live again on
radiodr.co.za. Just like a little preview.